Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro. I'm your host, Elena Spinola, and we are thrilled to have you here today listening. We have a really, really great show for you today. We have the CEO and the CGO. They're both co-founders of Celebrity. So we have Chris Petrakis and AJ Jaghori. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Bistro.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Great
thanks
to be
for
here.
Having us.
Yes. Well, I'm a big fan of Celebrity, and I've met you in the past, and that's how I learned about it. So can you tell our listeners, what is Celebrity?
Sure. We're a data science company changing the way millennials shop in the 21st century. Through the power of artificial intelligence, our highly personalized reward-based platforms lets users shop for their favorite brands and earn money from sales of products they recommend to their social followers. We also have an enterprise offering called Celebrity Analytics, where we provide businesses data gathering and analyzing services that empower them with deep learning solutions to essentially better understand their key sales and marketing metrics.
Okay. So, well, I've checked out your website, and that sounds like really awesome stuff on the background. On the front ground, people are just shopping, so we're going to get into it. So what problem are you solving?
So Celebrity was born from a shopping void, which Chris and I converged on in early 2014. After moving into his neighborhood, we were sharing entrepreneurial war stories one afternoon, and we began conveying our dissatisfaction for online shopping. Personally, I was frustrated with the lack of relevancy and intelligence that went into apparel recommendations. Everything from shopping apps like Wish to Nike and about 50 to 60 other shopping apps in between. None of the products in my feed matched my preference, style, or budget. And sometimes it took over 30 minutes to find the right product. While everything around me was getting smart, from TVs to cars, shopping remained, for lack of better terms, fairly stupid. So Chris, on the other hand, unintentionally tapped into an area called social influence, what's been traditionally word-of-mouth marketing. When his friend recommended Deckmate, his consumer product, on social media, this resulted in several hundred sales within hours, something that would have otherwise taken him weeks to achieve. So after some thorough digging of his own, he realized that no e-commerce site has social influence built into the shopping experience.
Okay, so genius. I love that there's a problem. And so you're talking together as friends and you're discussing this issue. Now, how did you exactly solve the problem?
Yeah, we were not interested in becoming just another shopping app. So we set out to solve the problem of personalization and social influence through data science. Two of the three early stage employees being millennials, including myself, we homed in on this demographics. Millennials represent an estimated $2.45 trillion in spending power and have overtaken baby boomers as the largest, most influential group in terms of consumption. We're heavily impacted by social influence and rewards, yet e-commerce has not been able to cater to our preference. So through the power of artificial intelligence, we built a highly personalized, reward-based platform that lets users shop for their favorite brands and earn money from sales of products they simply recommend to their social followers, allowing our shopkeepers to effectively become social celebrity, giving us our portmanteau namesake.
Yeah. I love that, first of all, just being a social celebrity. And the truth is, you're right. People are doing stuff socially, and they're looking at what their peers are doing, especially, as you mentioned, the millennials. They're online. They're looking at stuff. So you had a problem. You're solving the problem. Talk to me about the value to the customers. The consumers.
Yeah, so the value to the consumer is that personal recommendation that you get as being a social celebrity. But Celebrity also provides an intelligent, user-friendly, rewarding shopping experience that's social primarily in nature, where shoppers can share disappearing fashion selfies and short videos on their timeline, something similar, very similar to Snapchat. So the millennials out there really understand and gravitate towards the Snapchat platform. So we also have the shop with friends, and this is real time. By pulling your friends on the platform, For their recommendations according to what items you're interested in purchasing. The platform itself is also very charitable, where we donate to different nonprofits, both corporately, and we also allow our celebrities to donate a portion of their revenue that they generate through recommendations to nonprofits right through the app.
You know what? I love that. Nowadays, most people, millennials, but I think all generations, if you're going to shop, and there's an opportunity to shop where you're also giving back, that's of interest.
No, absolutely.
That's of interest. So
when AJ and I first set up or forming the company, we thought, man, this is a very powerful platform. How do we set it up for the social good? Mm-hmm. And there's more than enough to go around. So that was something very primary in our very first meeting.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you talked about the value to consumers. What exactly is the value of celebrity to the brands and the retailers?
Yeah, so the brands, what they really love about the celebrity platform is that we are hyper-personal, and it's the ultimate one-on-one channel between shoppers and brands, and it's very effective. So last year alone, our platform partners reported an average of 25% sales conversion. So the strength behind that is not only the smart analytics and the data that goes into ensuring you're seeing the right products for your specific style interest, but also that personal recommendation from one person to another. Concerning a specific product or brand.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so what kind of traction have you received?
May of last year, we broke revenue in less than 14 months, which is unprecedented by all measures for a consumer-facing company. And by September, our valuation doubled. In October last year, we were named App of the Month. In November of last year, one of DC's top innovators. In December, we also saw some tremendous PR. We landed on CNBC, Yahoo, MarketWatch. We are now on track to reach 1 million users by Q3 of this year.
You know, as a technology-based company, talk to me about the innovative enterprise market you have entered into with celebrity analytics.
Yeah. So it's an interesting story, Elaine. Several of our brands saw references to the analytics tools our engineering team had built internally to simply make their lives easier. And these brands, in a few notable non-fashion apparel Fortune 100 companies, began inquiring about those tools. Then they asked for demos, and the light bulb went off as sort of a aha moment came when the brands began inquiring about licensing and cost of our analytics platform. That's when we realized there's a tremendous value in the tools that we built, again, internally. And subsequently, we launched the enterprise business to avoid any distraction into our core consumer business model, while still responding to industry demand to make the tools available. We acquired a company by the name of NetData Direct, who brought forth a stellar enterprise team. And together, we're tackling the $100 billion artificial intelligence enterprise market. Our three notable applications offered in the SaaS and licensing models are PredictoRx, a platform that assists sales and marketing and enterprise success professionals to improve data conversion through our predictive and prescriptive analytics platform. Scrapely, which is an AI-driven web Intel product that uses machine intelligence to help enterprises make better sense of their data. And Star is the third product, which is the world's largest neural network of social influencers. So we get to actually understand who's influential about what products at a very neuro level.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and it sounds like any true entrepreneur, which you guys both are, you find a problem, you solve the problem, yep. You move forward, and here you are with a successful, you know, shopping app. And then there's other needs that are coming up. People are reaching out to you, and you're like, well, how can we provide value there? And
absolutely.
Here you are launching something else. Pretty exciting. So we've heard where you've started and how far you've gotten the traction so far. So what is next for celebrity?
We're currently raising our seed round of investment. And then on the product side, in the spring, we're releasing an artificial intelligence-based virtual assistant chatbot called Bella. This is to enhance consumer-to-brand communications. We are working collaboratively with Menlo Park, our Facebook, on that. and partnering with Facebook to launch Bella. Additionally, the app will see a major update akin to Snapchat's user experience, but for fashion and apparel.
Love it. I wonder if Bella, Suri, and Alexa will go shopping together.
Possibly.
Yeah. So, Chris and AJ, tell our listeners how they can download the Celebrity app and learn more about your company and Celebrity Analytics.
Sure. Simply go to www.celebrity.com. That's S-O-L-E-B-R-I-T-Y. And you can follow us on social with the handle Celebrity App.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, I am a big fan, and I personally share it with my friends, too. So I want to thank you both for coming into the studio and sharing with us all of this great information around your company. We're wishing you continued success. We want to tell our listeners that we want your feedback. So if you're listening right now, download the app. Tell us what you think. Let us know here at The Bistro what you thought about this podcast. You know, the Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace. Marketplace for all, because trust always matters. And you both know that as a businessman yourself.
Absolutely.
So for the Better Business Bureau and as your host of The Bistro, I'm Elaine Espinola, and I thank you for listening and encouraging you again to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing better business with you.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.